Chapter 16, The First Fruits.
Besides the tithe, the Lord demands the first fruits of all our increase. Thus he has reserved in order that his work in the earth may be amply sustained. The Lord's servants are not to be limited to a meager supply. His messengers should not be handicapped in their work of holding forth the word of life. As they teach the truth, they should have means to invest for the advancement of the work, which must be done at the right time in order to have the best and most saving influence. Deeds of mercy must be done. The poor and suffering must be aided. Gifts and offerings should be appropriated for this purpose, especially in new fields where the standard of truth has never yet been uplifted. This work must be done. If all the professed people of God, both old and young, would do their duty, there would be no dearth in the treasury. If all would pay a faithful tithe and devote to the Lord the first fruits of their increase, there would be a full supply of funds for his work. But the law of God is not respected or obeyed, and this has brought a pressure of want.